אורי ודי.
טוב, בעזרת השם. אתה רוצה את הקאמרה? זה לא משנה. טוב, בעזרת השם, we're going to learn today תורה ריש חסי, 225, in ליקוטי מוהר"ן, the first part of ליקוטי מוהר"ן. It's not in the order of Rav Dror. It's not Rav Dror, it's just me. But בעזרת השם, we're going together, we're going to get together. Hashem will give us the right words to strengthen ourselves. Torah Reish Chafei 2:25. Towards the end of the first part of Likutei Moharan. You know that Rabbeinu says that one, a person should go with the Torah of his and work with it. Take one Torah of Rabbeinu, one lesson of Rabbeinu, and work with it for a long time, to work with it for a month, for 2 months, 3 months. And when a person does such a thing, there's a way to do it. So he gets a lot of revelations. And not only gets revelations, everything in his life becomes that Torah. He learns Gemara, it's that Torah. He speaks with people about, he goes to the Mossach, right, to fix his car. So the mechanic, he's talking that Torah. Everything is that Torah. Everything is that thing that he's going with. Reish Chafei, 225. Mm-hmm. Right? Everything is that. So we met last year when we gave the shiur, we gave Torah 25 in the second part of Likutei Moharan about Yitbodedut is Ma'ala Eliyona Gdola Min HaKol. Yitbodedut is the highest thing. And it was after over a month I was just learning that Torah over and over every single day with the tefillah and with Likutei Lachot and everything. So there was a lot of revelations there, and it was then he could give over, he almost to give over. And now this is a Torah that I didn't learn so many times, only for 1 week. So that Hashem, whatever Bizchut the Tzibur, we'll have what to say to strengthen ourselves. So Rabbeinu says like this: Da, you should know, kesheareha bishlemut, when the lung is whole, it's completed, it's whole. So through this, one's trust in Hashem is complete, it's full, it's 100%. When your lungs are 100%, according to Seder, then you trust Hashem 100%. So, why? Ki ikar habitachon bishlemut wa aladei asechel. How does one get to have 100% trust in Hashem? Is if he has sechel. He has intelligence, certain intelligence that will teach him that everything's from Hashem, you can calm down, everything's okay. Kmo shekatuv, like it says in the Pasuk in Tehilim, Eineicho lelecha yistabehu, the eyes of all are hoping to you, to Hashem. The eyes, Einei ze b'chinat ha-sechel. Eyes is the aspect of sechel. That's what everyone knows, the Chatam Sofer, and the famous, that there's two sets, everyone has two sets of eyes, not only one. We have the physical eyes, which we see physical things. And we have the spiritual eyes, in Sechel. Right? Like, someone explains to you something, what do you respond? Ah, I see. What do you see? You see anything? Yeah, you see in your head. You understand what's going on. It's in Sechel. Yeah? So when someone's Enayim, in Sechel, are completed, his eyes are completed, so then he has Bitachon and Hashem. Rabbeinu brings a proof to this. It says in the Pasuk, "Vatipakachna enei shneim." Ufereshes Rashi, Hashem Chokhmah Neemar, regarding the story with Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, when they ate from the Etz Hadaat, they ate from the tree of knowledge. So it says that their eyes opened up and they were not blind before. It means they had more knowledge they didn't have to have before that. Okay, so you see, the eyes has to do with knowledge. Okay, ulefi asechel ken abitachon, and according and how much sechel one has, okay, how much intelligence he has, that's how much bitachon he will have. Why? Ki yesh kama ma'alot madrigot bitachon ad ein-sof. There's many, many levels in trusting Hashem. Endless levels. Like Hashem is endless, so the levels in trusting Hashem are endless. Yivchinat, it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, bitchu b'Hashem adei ad, v'akol lifnei ha-sechel. Trust Hashem adei ad, forever and ever, on and on and on. There's endless levels of trusting Hashem. And it's all according to the sechel. Fine, what does it got to do with the lungs? The sechel al yedei ha-re'ah. They said one intelligence that he has in his brain is through the, because of the lung. Why because of the lung? כי עיקר השכל הוא על ידי החלוקית העולים אל המוח. The sechel, the intelligence that a person has, is through this moist that comes up to the brain, which is the aspect of shemen, of the oil. Like a candle, there's oil, and there's a wick, and there's fire. So the moist that comes up to the brain is the oil, and the brain itself is the wick, and the neshama, which is in the brain, that's the light, the flame, that's burning. Okay? So meaning if you don't have this moist going up to your brain,
moisture
going up to the brain, so then mimele your brain is not going to light up. How do we have this moisture? Okay. Where does this come from? This oil, where does it come from? It's from the lung. Not really from the lung, but through the lung. Why? Because the Zohar says, if not, the lungs blowing onto the heart, your whole body will burn out because the heart. So now we have to explain. The heart is one's desires. Okay? And all the desires are in the heart. Whatever a person wants is in his heart. Okay? And all the desires are in one's heart. There's good desires, bad desires. But if it's good or bad, okay? If it works too hard, it burns out. It's very easy to understand. Every mechanical device today has a heating element that makes it work. And then it has a fan, because if it doesn't have the fan, it'll burn out. The machine will burn out. It won't work. The car, everything, a computer has a fan, right? That cools it off. So, also the heart. The heart wants, kolasman, it wants high things. I want this, I want that. Okay? And if you don't have something mitzamtzem, something that cools it off and calms it down, it'll burn out. Okay? And you're going to go crazy. Burning out meaning you're going crazy. The moach goes berserk, you can't focus. And it has the negative aspect and the positive aspect. Because it means that when a person, he wants something, person, he has desires, bad lusts, all kinds of lusts. Okay? It's in his head and he's not calming it down. Okay? He's going to go meshuga. Like Rabbeinu says, all the meshugaim, all the crazy people come from the niyuf, because the taiva is the biggest thing. It makes him crazy. He has to calm down. So what calms him down? Whatever calms him down. First of all, the Chazal teaches that if a person is busy, so he has less lust, because he has no time to be busy, so he's calmed down. But Rabbeinu says that through the lung. What is a lung? Rabbeinu doesn't teach in this Torah what a lung is. What's the lungs? So if you want to know what Rabbeinu is, and he says a lung, you have to go look in different Torah what Rabbeinu says what a lung is. And Rabbeinu says in many places that the lung is the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. It corresponds to the five books, right? Because each lung has Chamesh Unot, which I do not know how to say that in English. Lungs have Chamesh Unot.
Together
it's five. Together they have five Unot. Unot,
I guess.
Lobes? Lobes. Five lobes. 3 and 2. Okay? The lungs have. So that's connected to Chamisha Chumshe Torah. It's from a story that from Rav Shalom about the lungs. That was a guy, he was very sick in his lungs. And it's terrible. I don't know if cancer or something. He was very, very bad, very sick. His lungs were not working. So he came to Rav Shalom. He wasn't religious. He came to Rav Shalom. What did I do? He was dying. Amash. Rav Shalom told him, Rabbeinu says that the lung is Chamisha Chumshe Torah. If you take upon yourself to learn Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum every week, the Psukim from that week, but go back from Bereshit of that year until now and then continue on, so then you have Refuah Shlema. After a week he calls the Rav, and he's like, it's too hard for me, I can't do it. So I told him, I almost suffocated to death in the mikveh for you. You can't read a few psukim every week. Because Shalom, he goes to the mikveh, he has people's names, all kinds of damage to people in the mikveh. So you see, and the person got cured afterwards. He did what Shalom said, he got cured. It's pashut, because he fixed his lungs. So the lung is the Torah. What is Torah? What is the Torah that Hashem gave us? The Torah that Hashem gave us is basically the light of Hashem in a constricted way, in a way that we could receive the light. There's a thing in Shamayim a light, a great, great light called tefillin. No? What does it have to do with me, with the physical body? So Hashem said, you want to get this light that's called tefillin? Write these specific words on a parchment in a certain way, and put it in this black box, and put it on your hand, on your head, in a certain way, and that way you're able to receive this light. There's a huge, huge light in Shemayim called Shabbat. How do I receive that light? Like I was also the other day, that the Avot HaKdoshim, they kept the whole Torah without keeping the whole Torah. They kept everything, when they didn't have any mitzvot. They were able to get the light through their amunah or whatever, but how do we get this light that Hashem gave us? Only through Tzimtzum. We can't get this light if we don't constrict ourselves. A person who wants to know, he's fired to Hashem. He wants to be all day in the field. He wants to just to learn Torah now on 15 hours, 16 hours a day. He'll go crazy. Yifshel. So the Torah teaches you. Habibi, that. The Torah says you have to sleep also. The Torah teaches you. You have to sleep. You have to do. So the Torah, basically what it does, Torah means that it's constricting you to a certain place in order for the light to shine. If you won't have that, you'll burn out. You'll burn out. That's what Rabbeinu is saying, basically, that the lung, which is the Torah, it makes the brain, the sechel, you have sechel, basically. Without the lung, without the Torah, you don't have any sechel. You can't. You'll burn out. Your sechel will burn out. You won't be able to exist. וזה בחינת והיו הקרובים פורסי כנפיים על הכפורת כפרודה דליבה נמצא שעל ידי הריאה נקיים מהחלוכית comes out through the lung. That's how the moisture כך זמן ללמוד, right? It goes up, it causes that the heart won't burn out, right? Won't burn the brain out. Okay, there's another thing that Torah is not only a person coming to, he's sitting in yeshiva, and he opens the book and he learns Torah, you know, I'm learning the Holy Torah, I'm learning Shulchan Aruch, Gemara, Kutub Maoran, whatever books. That's not only the Torah. The Torah is everything in life. Everything is a Torah. Torah means literally a teaching in life. Everything it teaches us in life, everything we go through in life, whatever a person goes through in life, that's what he needs to, that's what's teaching him, basically. Okay? But he has to have sechel, he has to see. He has to have sechel, he has to have eyes, the right eyes, to see what's teaching him, basically. What Hashem is teaching him. So if a person, we said that Torah basically is the constrictiveness. When a person has mitzimtzumim, when it's hard for him, so a person has to know that when everything is flowing, he's not dafka learning anything new. But when things are hard in his life, a person has issues in parnasa or in health and all kinds of whatever a person has issues in, dafka then, that Torah, that will bring him to the sechel of Hashem. Dafka through that. Dafka through the tzimtzumim. Then a person, he gets the sechel. So Rabbeinu continues. ועדי השכל, על ידי זה נעשה הביטחון. So when a person has שכל, right, when he knows the Torah, he knows the דעת of Hashem, then he can trust Hashem. נמצא ששלמות הביטחון הוא על ידי שלמות הריאה. Rabbeinu goes back to the first sentence that he started with. Through שלמות הביטחון, he has basically, this is the opposite now, through שלמות הביטחון, he has completeness of trusting Hashem, that means that his lung is completed. Now Rabbeinu continues to the second part. ועזר יכולים לעשות מהצפצוף, דהיינו הכל היוצא מהקנה, שהוא הכל פשוט וצפצוף. And then, when a person has ביטחון, then he can do from some noise that comes out of the קנה, איך אומר קנה?
Trachea?
Right? He can make that some noises. Rabbeinu says that people talk, who talks shtuyot, right? It's like a cow doing, ooh, okay? Like a keves doing, meh. Okay? Like a sheep. It's nothing. It's shviyot. He doesn't have anything to talk about. When someone has bitachon in Hashem, then he could create out of the tzifzufim, all the noises that are coming out of his mouth, speech. Otherwise he can't have any speech. Then he could make speech out of the five motzaot hapeh. Right, the person has five. In Lashon HaKodesh, we have five things in our mouth which we can make the speech out of. We have the tongue, we have the lips. Certain letters we talk with the tongue, like lamed. Without the tongue, you can't say lamed. Try. Okay. Mem, pei. These are letters that have to do with the lips. Without them, you cannot say those letters. Right, there's otiyot hashinayim, letters of the teeth, like shin and zayin, okay, letters of the teeth, and there's otiyot hachech. Chech is the palate, right? And we have the letters of the throat, like
guttural letters.
What?
Guttural
letters. Letters. I guess in English, some of them don't exist. Certain languages, but in Lashon HaKodesh, there's five motzaot hapeh, five ways that we can speak. Because the main difference between a man and an animal, also animals take out voice. And some of them can even say words, like those tukim, those parrots, right? They can say words. I heard a joke about that. I don't know if it was in the paper. There was once a guy in Russia. He had a parakeet that always
a parrot
that always said, "Communism is bad. Communism is bad.
Gorbachev is a..."
So they came. They wanted to take him away. So he took right away the parrot. He put him in the freezer. He closed the fridge. So they found him. They found the parrot after about 15 minutes. He comes out and says, "Communism is good. Communism is good." So afterwards, he told the parrot what happened. He said, 15 minutes in Siberia changes that." But Ken, the difference between animal and man is that the animals, they make noises, and we could cut the speech that we gave able to speak. But if a person talks shtuyot, Avinu says it's like an animal. It's not any diburim at all. Okay? It's not even talk. It's nothing. Okay, now I'm going to sip a little bit. Get the otketa. So a person to become a man, Avinu says, ולבוא לבחינת גדר אדם, to come to an aspect of a man, ועל ידי צדקה. Through צדקה. When someone does צדקה, he's able to do צדקה, then he becomes still a man. Becomes a human. Becomes human. Before that, he's not human yet. Bevchinat naase adam. Because it says in the pasuk, naase adam. We will do adam through naase. What's got to do with tzedakah? Because we see in a different pasuk in Megillat Rut, which we're going to read very soon, less than 2 weeks in Shavuot. It says Shem Aish Asher Asiti Imo Ayom by Rut and Boaz. And she says, over there, Asher Asiti Imo, and talking about tzedakah, that he gave her the stalks, the wheat. Okay? So he did tzedakah with her, and it says the words asiti. So you see that asiyah, doing, in this world, is doing tzedakah. And it's a different pasuk, na'ase adam, we do a man. When you do tzedakah, you become human. Ma'a adam tzedakah, avkan tzedakah, like this all brings down somewhere else. Aynu shal de tzedakah, na'aseh b'chinat adam. Through the tzedakah, he becomes a man. Shu b'chinat adibur, which is speech. Ezeu beficha, zot tzedakah. Gemara says also, beficha zot tzedakah. Ki al de tzedakah, na'aseh apeh da'an adibur. We said, what's a man? A man is speech. How do you become a man? You give tzedakah. By giving tzedakah, you're able to speak. Because it says in the Gemara, beficha, with your mouth, okay? It's zakah. What does that mean? When you give zakah, you get mouth. What does that mean, you get mouth? You have speech. Now, how would one merit to give zakah? Only when he has bitachon and Hashem. Because if someone has a certain level of bitachon, he gives a certain amount of zakah. Person has more level, a higher level of bitachon and Hashem, trust in Hashem, he gives more zakah. Yeah? More tzedakah. Like Rav Shalom said that when he had big debts, he owed a lot of money. So he didn't know if he has to give tzedakah. He's not allowed to give tzedakah. He owes people money. So he went to Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender. Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender told him, of course, give tzedakah. Give all the tzedakah to the people you owe them money. Give your tzedakah to there. Give your ma'aser there. Give everything to there. You owe the people money. What are you going to do? And so then he asked Abdelan, give chomesh. No, give all the tzedakah. Give him a chomesh. Give him a more. So what? Who's right? Who's wrong? They're all right. It depends where you are. If you're on a high level, you can give a lot of tzedakah, even if you have no money. Like Baal Shem Tov didn't leave a penny in his pocket from one day to the other. A lot of tzedakim like that. Not only Baal Shem Tov. They couldn't sleep if they had money in their pocket. They had such 100% bitachon in Hashem that they don't need money. They don't need anything. They give everything to tzedakah. So the more bitachon you have, the more tzedakah you will give. Okay? The more tzedakah you give, the more you're Adam. The more you're a man, the more you can speak. בעיקר הצדקה על ידי ביטחון מבחינת בטח בהשם ועשה טוב. If you have trust in Hashem, you could do good. What's doing good? Giving צדקה. כי אם אין לו ביטחון, אינו יכול לעשות צדקה כראוי. If he doesn't have trust in Hashem, you cannot do צדקה. כי מתיירא שיחסר לו מה שנותן צדקה. If he's afraid, then I'll be lacking because he doesn't have money because he gave צדקה. בעיקר הצדקה על ידי ביטחון. And the main צדקה that one gives, he's able to give, is through trusting Hashem. שבוטח בהשם שלא יפסיד ולא יחסר על ידי הצדקה כלל. כי השם יברך וברכו בגלל הדבר הזה, פסוקים, שהשם will bless you because you give צדקה. If you trust Hashem, so then you can give. נמצא, comes out, now רבי קונקלוד זה לא תורה, שעל ידי הביטחון שהוא על ידי השכל, when someone has trust in Hashem, which that he gets through the sechel that he has to receive, על ידי זה עושים צדקה. Through this one will give צדקה. And through this he has speech. What is speech? He talks that. He talks good things. And not שטויות. וזה בחינת, it says in the תהילים, ניחר גרוני קלו עיניי. So, which means, ניחר גרוני, I lost my voice. כן? קלו עיניי, I have no eyes. קלו עיניי, it vanished. My eyes vanished. So Rabbeinu learns the verse, the opposite. First, about the eyes and about the throat. He says, "Ainu k'she'en asechel b'shlemut." When one's brain is not completed, he doesn't have 100% intelligence, right? B'chinat kalu enai, the aspect of my eyes are vanished, I don't have any eyes, I can't see Hashem. Da'ainu asechel, azayin lo bitachon. Then he has no bitachon, right? Like we learned, if he doesn't have eyes, he doesn't have bitachon. B'chinat, how do we know that? There's a pasuk says also, "Kalu enai me'achel elokai." Right, my eyes vanished from hoping to Hashem. Meaning, if you don't hope to Hashem, that means you don't have eyes. If someone has real eyes, he hopes to Hashem, he trusts Hashem, Hashem will give him what he needs. So then what happens when someone does not have eyes? Then, michal groni, I lose my voice, I lose my speech, I can't talk. אבל כשיש לו ביטחון ועושה צדקה, but when one has ביטחון in Hashem, and he does do צדקה, he gives צדקה, אזי יכול לעשות מכל הצפצופים דיבורים, then he's able to do from all noises that he hears, speech. וזה בחינות ויקום לכל הציפור וישחו כל בנות שיר, which I cannot translate. ודרשו רבותינו זוכרנו לברכה, we learned from that פסוק, שכל השירות דומות עליו בשיחה, all songs that he hears, everything that he hears, right? He may say, right? As it's a speech, basically. He hears the music, he hears a speech. He hears the birds. He hears a speech of Hashem. Hashem is talking to him from all directions. So basically, when someone, because bitachon, we have to understand that bitachon, trusting Hashem, is a po'al yotzeh. In English, it's something that comes a derivative from, huh?
A potential that
comes out. A potential that comes out of emunah in Hashem. When someone has emunah is one thing. Emunah, I believe in Hashem. Hashem, right? There's Hashem. And he does everything, and he's good and everything, right? If someone has very strong emunah, that means he could trust Hashem for the future. I trust that from whatever will be from now on is good, 100%. Hashem knows what he's doing. I don't have to worry at all. Bitachon on Hashem, 100% bitachon on Hashem. And the more one has bitachon on Hashem, that means that he sees Hashem in everything, and then he hears Hashem in everything. The tzaddikim, you talk to Rav Shalom, to all the tzaddikim, you talk, they don't hear you b'chal. They hear, what is Hashem teaching me right now? That's what Rabbeinu says in different Torah, that a person, Hashem is talking to us, and every thought, speech, and action that is done around us, everything is done with us, Hashem is talking to us. Every day, all the time. But we're blind, we don't see. Why? Because we don't have eyes. We don't know bitachon in Hashem. We don't trust Hashem, we don't see Hashem. So I have to do, and I have to this, and I have to do that. The net, it's all Hashem doing. It's all Sovev HaSibot. And everything that Hashem is doing is in order to open the eyes. No, the Seder. So we learned beautifully where to get. But we didn't learn how to get. So it's not practical. Huh? Very nice to have bitachon. I want to complete my lung. I want to see Hashem and everything. I want. No, I haven't won get to it. It's the first to say chizuk that Avshalom brings in Briti Shalom from the Maharsha. But it says in the Gemara, "Bederech shadam rotzeh lelech molichin oto." In the way that a person wants to go, they lead him. So the Maharsha asks, "Who's they? Molichin? Who's they lead him? Who are they?" He should have said, "Molich oto. Hashem leads him. Why molichin oto?" So the Maharsha says that a person's bederech shadam rotzeh lelech, if a person in the way that he wants to go, every good will that a person has, every will, not even good, every will that a person has, he creates angels. And those angels lead him in the right way that he wants to go. If he wants to go the wrong way, they'll lead him there too. And baya. Okay? So, Hashem, first of all, to want. Never to leave the will. Always to want. I want every day to say, I want. They say, verbally, Rabbeinu says that in a different Torah, that kisufim. Kisufim is the will, and it's more than will. It's a yearning, desires, strong desires. A person, right, as kisufim, Abinu says, when someone speaks out the kisufim in his mouth, that creates the movement that he will go towards that direction. Even if he's not in that place, he could be in the worst place. He's doing the worst aveiros, right? He's watching us, and he's in Thailand on the beach. Okay, you can have everything today on that thing. Tablet, whatever you call it. I have simple phones. I don't okay? Because when he says, I don't want to be here, it's a mistake. I don't want to be here. I want to be in Yerushalayim now. I want to serve Hashem. I don't know what to do, but I want to serve Hashem. It's already good. He does mecha'ah. I don't want to be here. I want to be there. This is where he wants to be. So, it's already good. It's leading him in the right path. That's number one. Number two, it's tefillah, ibadadut. Without someone doing ibadadut, he should not expect that he's reaching anywhere. He can learn all the Torah. I'm telling you, I'm here with Rav Shalom, Baruch Hashem, 8 years in the yeshiva, over 8 years, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, over 8 years, Baruch Hashem. And I hear Rav Shalom many, many times, and I learn the books, Rabbeinu's books, and I would go to Uman, and my whole house goes around Baruch Hashem, Breslev, and everything. And one thing I can tell you, without Igbodedut, you go nowhere. You go nowhere. And I don't have to say it, but you have Ezra Berg, he's not here. Yeah, he'll tell you himself. He knew Rabbeinu since he did Shuvah. One of the first books that he knows from the 60s is Rabbeinu's books. I don't know who translated them. There was one person in America. I don't know. Translated stuff. And that's what he knew. And he went to Uman. And he said, until 5 years ago, 4 years ago, when he started doing Igbodedut, Gomisht. You have no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't see Hashem in anything. If you don't stop a second, a day, stop for an hour and look where is Hashem, you're not going to see Him. He's hiding from us. He wants us to realize Him. He wants us to see. So B'lel Hashem is a chizuk that everyone B'lel Hashem, if you didn't do it B'lel till now, so you're going to start now because you want to see Hashem. You want to trust Hashem 100%. You want to have no worries in life. You want to be calm, to know that there's someone who's taking care of the whole world and taking care of me specifically in every detail of my life. You want to have that. You want to see that. It happens anyways, Ken. You want to have that. He's still taking care of us. He's still taking care of every detail of my life. Question is, how do I deal with it? It's going to be the rent, the this, the that. You're like, come to there's someone controlling the world. We don't have to... No pressure. How would one get to that level? Bitachon and Hashem? And Rabbi Natan explains that trust in Hashem means you have no worries. That's how he explains. You're not worried. Okay? If someone is worried, he's breaking his vessel of bitachon. He's breaking the bitachon. What are you to worry about? Makara. What is a person to worry about? Is someone controlling the whole thing? It's like Rav always explains on a bus. A person without bitachon in Hashem, it's like a guy is sitting on the bus, and every turn that the driver does, every stop, he's like, what's he doing? Why is he stopping? Why is he going? He's going too fast, going too slow. You're going to change the reality by you being worried about the driver? Okay, they have to have a fake steering wheel. They'll think that they're doing something. It's a joke. It's a driver. He knows what he's doing. He controls the whole boat. He controls the whole thing.
Huh? Sometimes they ask you for directions.
it's even harder. It's a harder test if they ask you for directions, because then you really think you're doing something. So, Bamed, I'll tell you a story from Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat, I was in Baruch Hashem, I had the zchut. Rav Shimon invited us to be in Bahim for Shabbos, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Meron, camping out, it was beautiful. So, Motzei Shabbat, we were going to go home. And okay, it's not so simple there on Motzei Shabbat to go home, especially now Motzei Shabbat of Lag BaOmer, because, and especially when you have a family of five children, and babies, and this, and tents, and stuff folding up, and 300 bottles for Michzur, for recycling. It's not so easy to get on a bus. So I'm by the bus stop. One bus comes to Yerushalayim, the 992, whatever it is, and all the Bachurim. They don't have bitachon that they're going to get a seat, so they have to beat each other up. I hope they get this shiu or someone else's shiu and understand that everything's okay and they're under control enough to beat each other up to get onto the bus. And makot, literally makot, they're beating each other up. I'm not joking. It was very not nice, not pleasant to see. I try not to look that direction. Top, one bus goes on. The second bus, me and all the people with families would have been in a fight. Whatever Hashem wants. Max, I told my wife, maximum, we open the tents again. There's plenty of space there. We'll go in the morning. I'm not fighting to get on the bus. I could fight also. So we wait. Another bus, Kitsu, like 3-4 buses go, and I'm not going to fight my way. If there's a space, easy to get on, I get on. So the buses, the company had no buses left. So they hired a different company to take people to Yerushalayim. And then there was space, we were just the families left who didn't fight. So you get onto the bus easily, benacha, no one was pushing, people helped me carry the kids, sleeping. It was almost midnight, Ken? Say Shabbat. We get onto the bus, so everything's calm, we have a seat. So we wanted to pay. We come to the driver and he tells us, no, you don't have to pay. I said, why? Who do you have to pay? I don't know. They told me to take people onto the bus and follow that bus in front. I don't even know where I'm going. I said, okay, tadalaba. So it was worth it not to fight, huh? We also didn't fight. They fought and they had to pay. So I waited another 20 minutes. Makara. To be calm. Hashem is controlling, especially in bitachon and Hashem. I remember there were times in my life where Hashem put me in such a corner in Parnassah that I felt like he was someone taking my heart and squeezing it until painfully, no air. I'm not talking about the rent or electricity, which I didn't pay then for who knows how long. The rent I always paid, Baruch Hashem, but I didn't know what's going to be in everything. I'm talking about food in the house. Food in the house. Literally food, bread to send the kids to school. And I don't take loans. Only for Uma. I don't take loans. I'm very strong in that. Unless someone is being mitzvah, then I'll take a loan. But for me, I never take a loan. My wife is very strong about that. No loans. once the bank took a, let us take an overdraft, I called them immediately. I yelled at them, "What are you doing?" And they never let me again. I don't want to say shundava. I have what I have. I didn't know what to do. There was no air. And every day there was miracles. I remember once even my father-in-law, he came, suddenly showed up, and he brought bread. Did I call him? Did I ask him to bring bread? Did he know I needed bread? No. And the bread that we buy all the time. He brought, oh here, I brought some for supper, I leave it, you should have. We had bread for another few days. So a person, how does a person get bitachon in Hashem? Which means, doesn't mean you're going to be rich. It means you're not going to worry. It means you're going to be calm. Because if Hashem wants you alive, He'll give you the food to eat. If He wants you dead, He'll kill you with the food. So, come on, like He did in the desert. With the slav. He gave him the food. They choked, right, on the food. So how does one achieve bitachon in Hashem? Trust in Hashem? It's many, many hours in the field. Not one hour, okay, now you have bitachon. No, many, many hours. Hashem sent me to the field for 6 hours, another 6 hours, another 6 hours, and then another hour, another 2 hours here, and 3 hours is only to work on the bitachon. Never, not to ask for money even. Just ask Hashem for bitachon. I want to trust you, Hashem. I'm talking about money because that was my nisayon, my test, but you could transfer this shiur to any test that one has in life. Any test, health test, or any test that one has in life. Okay? Ramash, but not, literally going to be calm. And then when a person does many, many hours of gvudu, it's brainwashing, yeah. It's brainwashing. We're all brainwashed. But the problem is that we're brainwashed with sewer water our whole life. So we have shtuyot in our head, and worries, and lachats, and it's going to be in this, and then in America they taught us that we have to work 8 hours from 9 to 5, and if we don't, we're not parnasa. I don't know, I don't work at all, and I have plenty of parnasa. I even bought a house with no money. Someone called me one day and said, "How much money do you need to buy a house?" I'm telling you, seriously, I didn't even ask him. It's a true story. I said, "I don't know, I had nothing to do, I didn't know anything about houses." I was 19 or 20. So I told him, "I don't know." He says, $50,000 a month. I said, "Okay, fine." And 2 weeks later, and then 2 weeks later, and a week later, I called him and said, I think I need $60,000. And by transfer the zichrono livracha, he passed away. 2 weeks later, I had 250,000 shekels in my account. I didn't even ask for it. Until I had to use it, until I was able to use it, it took me a few years, 5 or 6 years, because I didn't ask for it. Hashem gave it to me before as a present. So then I had to daven a lot to get. But you buy a house without no money. And you get everything all life with bitachon and Hashem. The main thing is that you're calm. And how do you do it? Only in the field. In the field. Ocha, ocha. Another hour, Hashem, it's all you. Only you get panasah. Here, and so Rabbi Natan asks, so how come there's a person who have to work? Most people in this world have to work. They can't get the panasah. They're not going to get the panasah without working. How come? Because our level of bitachon is very, very low. And we see Hashem through the panasah, but also in the work. Can a person has to say, "Hashem, help me not to believe in the paycheck, and not to believe in the customers, and not to trust this, and not to trust the bitach lomi, not to trust the loydama. And not to trust any sources besides you, Hashem. I only want to trust you." And there's more hours and more hours. Each one of them tefillot to find himself in this place. And you'll see how Avemet, he becomes a calm person. I told you already, Parnassah doesn't mean he's going to have. Parnassah is what katsu, what a person has to get from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, that's what he's going to get. He can do Shminyot Ba'avir. You know what Shminyot Ba'avir is? He can flip in the air 10 times and he still won't have Parnassah. Or have the same panasah that he had to have anyways. Abdul said it yesterday, right? He said, one month, you worked, and you didn't get paid. I know a person like that. You also know him, I think. Yeah. He works every month. He gets a big salary. And he gets paid. Every time he gets paid, once every 3 months, a few thousand shekels, he's in debt in the bank, minus 50,000 shekels or something. And I don't do anything, and I have no debts in the bank. And he has a big salary. I have no salary, and I still live fine. We're both living life. But I don't go to work so hard. That's the difference. And we all could live like that. And Rabbi Yehuda Destler writes, a person's, how much ishtadlus does he have to do in the world, is according to the level of bitachon that he has. And even if a person finds his way to what he likes to do and everything and doing, well, are you going to work extra hours now to have a bigger salary? That's a lie. A shekel. So I can't tell a person where he's up to, what he's up to. Each one has to find where he's up to, what he's doing in life, and what level he's in. But one thing's for sure, not to believe in the paycheck. If you believe and you trust the paycheck, and you live in worries, what's going to be? The koiler, this, that. I have a lot of stories from the past 11 years of my marriage. But we'll stop over here with Hashem.